The Mike Kaplan 100 podcast has been brought to you by RefereeRant.com. This is our craft. This is our skill. This is our voice. We have something to say. Referee Rant was conceived by a lowly official, me, looking to make side money on the weekend. Not that he didn't take it serious. He never thought of it as a skill, a craft, right there for the taking to master. Flag football turned into softball, softball to lacrosse, then basketball. Football, soccer, baseball soon followed. We're on the field. We're on the court. You may ref better than us, but you can't write like us. You might write better than us, but you can't ref like us. Marrying art and officiating. Find us at RefereeRant.com. Fight! Welcome to the inaugural edition podcast. First one up, Mike Kaplan, 100, the method, the trainer extraordinaire for East Fitness. I don't even know what to say. From episode 261 from Referee Rant, I'm, of course, Ralph the Ref. I figured that I would transition for him to be the host of this podcast. What's up, Mike?
Yo, what's going on, my man?
I'm really excited to do this venture with you, man.
Yes, sir. I'm excited to get this going myself. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so we struck up this friendship, and we realized that we had a lot of things in common, and I know you were kind of looking for a full-fledged photographer for the things that you were doing. When did this kind of crystallize in your head that we were going to make go full force with MikeKaplan100.com?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's something that, you know, I've just always thought about getting, you know, finding a way nowadays, this generation promoting athletes, and the best way to do it is through here. Let the kids talk for themselves. Let them showcase their working out, whether it's through videos or profiles, pictures. You know, a lot of these college coaches, especially nowadays, need to find a way to see what these kids are doing. And this is the best way to do it.
Yeah. So I think about when we were in high school and Newsday would be a big thing. Like if you got on Newsday, it was like such a big thing, right? Yeah. But now it's like ever since MSG Varsity ended up not being a thing and then that kind of went away, it seems like high school sports are still advertised in the paper, but I think people just look at things different, right? They use social media a lot better. And of course, when you think about NBA highlights, what they do is they'll take like 15-second clips and you're like, oh, you can do that. You can't really do that with like baseball.
Right.
But in basketball and like soccer and lacrosse, there's like this sweet spot where they can do that. How much do you think that the technology has changed like to now and just even further, just the athletes buying into it and just being on it?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just so different. Like you said, these kids now just, if a game happens, they find out through the app, through social media, what the score was, who did what the stats were. Even for high school, you know, when we're leaving a game, I could just check on the Newsday app who won the game that, you know, played the same night as us. So it's definitely all about social media, you know, and applications to figure out what's going on in the world in general, sports, you know, everything.
Mm. So I remember in episode 261 when we were like, I was diagonal and like, look at all these athletes that were going. When did it start getting like real crazy with this of just like athletes just coming in and out with your program and them just all buying in and believing in your system?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I would say, I guess this is my second year. So probably a year ago last summer when all the college kids were home and all the pros are here with the high school and middle school kids. It was just absolutely insane the amount of athletes we had coming in. Obviously, then there was no rules to how many people you're allowed in the facility. And from there, it just kind of took off with, you know, word of mouth. We literally do no marketing except posting stuff on social media. And, you know, it just goes from there. One kid will send it to somebody. They'll see it. And then it just travels.
Mm. So what's really interesting and unique about this place is that we talked about this on the podcast, too. And for those that haven't heard, just have another opportunity for you to say it. But you'll have somebody that's in middle school that's doing the same workout as pros, and that's probably very special for the middle schooler. And also, I think it's special for the pros because they probably remember when they were at that moment of their athletic career and trying to get to the next level, even though they might not have known.
How did
that?
You start doing that? Was it just like just a matter of just trying to get everyone in and then making them feel included?
Yeah, I mean, when we first started, because we were new and I was new to this facility, you know, we didn't have... you know, the numbers yet really to separate the kids to middle school is this time and high school is this time and different levels are at different times. So we kind of just grouped everyone together. And then you know, we saw that it was kind of something cool and something different. And with everyone's schedules, it's just so hard to say, hey, middle school kids, you can only come on this day, this time of the week. So we were like, why don't we just give them 7 days of options? They could come whenever they want. And then when they get here, you know, we divide them up by age, ability, athleticism. And we saw how cool it was for some of these younger kids to be with the older kids, and, you know, how it also helps these older kids become leaders and teach the younger kids. And you kind of see some of them take these younger kids under their wing, whether it was, you know, college kids taking high school kids or pros, you know, taking the high school kids under their wing because, you know, they've got the experience. They've been there. And these kids are looking, you know, at that the pro could be something that they could eventually do. So it worked both ways. So I think it was cool for the younger kids. And it was, you know, a leadership, you know, trait that these kids could just kind of learn here. Just being here forces them to kind of help the younger kids. Mm. So it was cool in both aspects.
I know somebody suggested to you that you start the social media, and of course, you're not that rah-rah guy that's going to take off your shirt and then basically bounce off your chest and say, like, oh, I'm the man. And I know it probably took a little bit of convincing. What do you think you learned about yourself now that you got into the social media game and doing all these videos for these athletes?
Yeah, it's funny. Like you said, when I first did it, you know, I was convinced to do it, and I never really wanted to be, you know, the social media to be about me. It was always about the athletes. But I definitely, you know, I learned through it from doing it, you know, for a few years. And, you know, you just got to you kind of have to have fun with it, too. In a sense, it's cool to promote the kids because I never realized how much the power you have of the social media to promote the athletes. It's amazing how many college coaches follow me and will send me messages. And, you know, maybe there's a video of footwork in a kid that they're looking at that they're like, wow, that kid really has good footwork. You know, we want to, you know, see more of this kid. You never know who's going to see it. And then, you know, we'll do funny stuff where we'll catch people doing something maybe in the middle of a workout, and we'll get some video of them and, you know, kind of tease them a little bit just to keep it entertaining. So we definitely try making it funny at times too versus just, you know, promoting exercises just to change it up here and there. But it's amazing the power of social media.
Yeah, it's super crazy. I know just being around you, I'm just talking to a couple of the athletes and they're saying you know, Mike Kaplan workout is very difficult, and sometimes they kind of hear about it, and then when they get through it, they may or may not throw up in the beginning. And I know that's not your intention, but you also want your intent is for them to work as hard as they can. Just talk about those beginning, like what can an athlete expect in the beginning?
It's, you know, it's definitely different when people come. I don't think they realize what the workout is. You know, it's not just them going to their own gym and, you know, lifting some weights, checking their phone, lifting some weights. You know, it's totally different. It's a full body workout. It's kind of hard to prepare for until you've actually done it. But it is funny when kids come the first time, whether they're overconfident or just not realizing really what they're getting into. So, you know, that first day workout, everyone definitely has a funny story. I'm sure. I can't wait to talk about that with all these athletes about their first day. But it's, you know, the goal is to push them harder than they would push themselves. We do intense workouts specific to their sport, and you know, it's definitely harder than they would think. They all watch the videos online, on social media, on Instagram, and, you know, they all want to come and they'll send me messages. You know, hey, can I come in? I saw this and that. And then when they get in here and they physically do the exercise, probably every single one of them tells me how it's much harder than it looks. Mm-hmm. On, you know, they see a 15-second clip and they want to do it, but it's, you know, an hour worth of those exercises. So it's definitely funny people come that first time not really knowing what the workout is. Depending on, I mean, they could be, you know, the highest level athletes, and it's just different.
Right. So there's medicine balls in the corner, and then to the right of it, there's these harnesses that you put on the shoulder, and then I see them doing, like, lunges and burpees and all that. What do you think is the most difficult thing that kids don't look forward to when they do this exercise?
Yeah, I would definitely say all the resistance plyometric stuff that we do. The lunge jumps, so the alternating lunge jumps, that's definitely not a fan favorite. And probably the resistance sprints, and probably go with the sleds as well. Those are probably the three least favorite exercises. But everyone's different, so it'll be interesting to see what people say.
Mm. Now, we've been collaborating with all of the media and all that. How has your experience been with my team coming out here, descending on it, bringing a drone, bringing an SLR, and just coming over here and you know, recording and documenting these athletes?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. What you guys have done are great. I think, you know, these kids love it. They see, you know, photographers, drones, and everyone wants to be in the environment. the whole atmosphere is just a very positive environment, even though it's an intense workout and the exercises are hard. It's not like we're yelling, screaming at kids. And, you know, it's just a, it's a cool atmosphere. When you're doing a workout and you're hearing a drone fly by your head and you feel the wind of it, then you got another guy taking pictures. You know, it's just cool. It's just a fun atmosphere for all these, for all these athletes. And, you know, I think everyone's, you know, down to get their picture taken and have some video.
Always. I really enjoy your passion just watching you. I mean, that you bring a good point. You're not yelling at anybody. Everyone is deeply motivated. It's also very funny how when you press the record button, how everyone acts because they start going like, oh, I need to do that rep better. I'm going to start laughing because at the end of the day, they're kids. But, you know, it's really awesome for them to – I mean, I wish we had this when we were in high school, right?
I wish I had something like this.
I have to find like an ancient VHS of me doing something. And I think the only thing I have on tape is me like spraining my ankle. That's about it. But with this whole podcast thing, I remember when I first told you about it. What did you think about it when I first was like, you know, you should start a podcast and talk to these athletes?
I don't know. I mean, I think at first I thought, you know, it's interesting. But then the more I thought about it, I was like, you know what? I think it'll be really interesting to hear from the athlete's point of view just on everything, their process, whether it's kids who have been recruited for the college level, what that process has been like, their relationship with me, the relationship with, you know, all the COVID going on, what they're allowed to do, what they can't do, through the recruiting processes, and just kind of like their take on everything, you know, whether it was the first time they came here, what they like here, what they don't like here, you know, being in big groups, small groups, whatever we have here, you know, my goal always is to be, you know, close with all my athletes and check in with them. But there are so many athletes that I do have that I think this, you know, gives it a you know, something special to our relationship to really, you know, find out more about a person. And I think you can find a lot about it once you hit that record button and, you know, you ask some of these questions. And I don't know, I'm interested to see some of the answers, but when I first thought about it, I wasn't sure, but then I thought about all the things I just said, and I thought it would be a really cool way to learn more about the kids, and again, help them, you know, kind of like I have these older athletes help the younger athletes here. This is just another way that I could help them, you know, prepare for them in the future, whether it's being interviewed for jobs, interviewed for college coaches, papers, interviewing them, reporters, you know, just another way for them to, you know, be kind of be interviewed, but in a, you know, fun way.
Yeah, I think this is kind of like a one-stop shop. If like, if you want to train like a pro, you go here. If you want to get media trained, if you decide to ultimately get to that pro level, this is something that you're going to do. You're going to have to do it as a, you know, a college entrance interview, or you know, maybe when you're in the midst of the Final Four or something like that, or even when you get to the highest levels of whatever sport that you play. But I think what also was interesting is that, especially specifically for the athletes, you might have somebody that you're getting out here and they're in 11th grade at this point. They're going to remember this moment in time of where they were in their head and all that. And it's really good to see the progress, especially like if you get them and then maybe 6 months, 8 months, 2 years later, you get them back on the podcast and you can see the growth. That's really cool. And also just, I guess as a recruiting tool, right? You tell me that the coaches always DM you. Imagine if they just get to hear them. Exactly. They're like, oh, I like this kid.
Right.
This kid's already media trained. This kid's already acting professional. And that's one of those things that you don't find out until you do those interviews.
Exactly.
So it's like the interview with before the interview.
Exactly, yeah.
What I'm really geeked out is that I'm going to be completely hands-off after this podcast because I'm always on the mic. This time you're just going to be on the hot seat getting to these athletes. What do you think you're going to learn about yourself getting all these guys?
I don't know. I mean, the first few could be a little shaky. I don't know. But, you know, like anything else, we'll just learn and grow and adapt to, you know, each interview or each, you know, each time I talk to a different athlete. But again, everyone's got a different story. Everyone's got a different path. So, you know, each interview is going to be different, which I think will be, you know, will make the whole thing special.
Yeah. I'm also interested to see what they think about their least favorite exercise and their favorite exercises and why they keep coming back to get administered pain.
Yeah.
I just find it very interesting that all these kids are just like, whatever you say, they do it. It's like, man, I remember when I was in high school, my basketball coach, I'm like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
That's probably why I never played. But, yeah, we'll wrap this up now, man. I'm really excited for this venture, man. Yeah. You know, look out for MikeKaplan100.com. That's going up. This podcast, of course, and we're going to have some of the top pictures and just some of your top athletes and all your athletes to the point where we can connect in a different way. I thank you. Any final words you want to say before we wrap up this first podcast?
No, I'm just excited to get this journey started. And, you know, like you said before, whether it's the high school kid just trying to make the school team or a kid who's getting ready for the NBA Combine, I think there'll be all kinds of different stories, different paths, different journeys, and I'm excited to learn about them and they can learn more about me.
Yeah, and I'm also excited for you to be a podcast host and see what this is about.
Yeah.
For Mike Kaplan, this is Ralph the Ref. This is Mike Kaplan 100 Podcast. We're out of here. Peace. We'll be right back.